Welcome to another episode of Scenario. We are back.
We're back at you earlier, baby.
Early this week, though. Early this week for everybody. You
but
remember,
we back at you permanently earlier.
Yeah.
Though.
So it's you move up a slide on the TV show scale where it's like, oh man, this show kind of doing well. Let's move it up in the middle of the week and see how it do. That's what we just did. We was like, man, let's move it on back up. Let's move it on up to Wednesday. You know, give a little bit more time for people to check it out and interact with the show a little bit more instead of trying to get you to listen to it over the weekend. So we coming in on Wednesdays now for y'all.
Yeah, man. Bringing it up early in the week, give you a little bit of listen time, a little something to go in the co-op with, you know, see what we can do. See what we can do for y'all, for the people. You know, unlike some people we're going to talk about today, we for the people still.
Oh, definitely for the people.
For us. Shout out to The Rock, man. People's champ. Birthday last week.
Yeah, shout out to The Rock, man. They were saying that he didn't think he was black. They didn't count him as a black champion.
And Rock straightened that
out,
too.
Yeah, yo, you saw that tweet, too. Yeah,
Rock straightened that out. Like, hold up.
My daddy's full Negroid.
100% black. Like,
and, you know, them Polynesians is real borderline.
I'm going to tell you what it is, man. It's the plight of the light-skinned brother, man.
Just in general, it's always got to
be. It is, man. They always think that, like, some part of you ain't all the way there. I'd be like, yo, it was like jerry curls in my family until like 1993 or something like that.
To 93, goddamn.
Yeah, like it was like a real thing. Like the Crown Royal bags and all of that. Like
before they change.
Yeah, don't get twisted up. Like people competitively bold in my family. Like that's the thing. King Cobra, you know, all the blackest of things, you know. So
yeah, that happens to us though, man. That we be getting jammed up.
And our own people be the ones trying to take our blackness from us.
Oh man, they get us, man.
You don't see the Unsullied calling out the Unsullied. Like, nah, we all light skinned out here together.
We strong. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Let them cook.
Yeah. Let them cook. Exactly, man. So let's go and jump into some of my topics, man. We don't have no emails since we most of the time, I think people probably thinking they had till Wednesday or Thursday to get in their emails. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll cover those.
Oh, see, what happens is I never go on Twitter. And there's always people saying stuff on Twitter that I be missing. Because, like, me and Twitter are, like, breaking up slowly. It doesn't do much for me anymore. Like, I just don't know what I'm doing there half the time.
Yeah, I'm literally.
Like, it's fun to watch a game on there or something. I don't watch TV on there because I'm rarely ever watching TV, like, in the moment. So, like, when people are watching a show, I'm usually not. Even, like, Game of Thrones, I'm, like, a half hour behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you got it on HBO.
Everything. I had DVR. I got HBO. It's 2019. You do things when you want to. But I, you know, so I was always behind on it. So I don't know. I don't use Twitter as much. But people do hit us up on there. We appreciate it. I know you check it. I know you could be having it going down. So keep it coming. Keep them coming at us. But yeah, all right, midweek edition scenario off top. I'm in the middle of a black man struggle right now.
Let's talk about it.
Yo, my barber been out of town for 2 weeks, dog.
Yeah, because he's been over in Europe.
Yeah, I called him Carmen Sandy Negro today.
Is he still over there?
Yeah, he back.
He just got back?
I texted him. I was like, yo, I texted him right away. Like, I texted him as soon as I thought it was cool. Like, I didn't want to text him, like, the day he came back and be like, you know what I'm saying?
Because
like,
he might not even look at it because he relaxed.
I just didn't want to be that cat. Like, I don't want to, like, it was like if somebody call you and you
it's like a relationship.
Phone,
you didn't want to be, you didn't want
to. One of the most important relationships you have in the world is your relationship with your barber. Like, I don't think that any show, like, when Atlanta chronicled, like, the extent that a brother would go to keep up with his barber, like, that's real. That's 100% real. So, like, I just didn't want to, like, swarm him coming in the door. So, I hit him today. I waited a little bit to the afternoon, and I hit him up today, and I was like, yo, man, you going to be able to get me in this week? I said, welcome back, Carmen Sandy Negro. Can I get in this week? He like, dog, I got plenty of slots. I was like, yes, people don't know he back yet. So, I got Friday night at 5 o'clock.
You got basically the last slot.
That's like, no. He gave me what he said, choose. It was like getting a luxury seat.
And they said, all this is available. You can do anything.
He took me up on the hill like Simba and was like, behold, all of these spots that are available. You can have all of them because don't nobody know I'm back yet. And I was like, yo.
I dig it.
I need that. It's Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah. Got to be freshly cut.
Got engagement party this weekend, which I'm not 100% sure of what you do at an engagement party, but it seems like a reason to day drink, so I'm in.
Yeah, man.
And did you have an engagement party?
Did I?
See? I don't remember. See? That's the thing. That's a lot, but, like, I'm most excited about this because this kind of means I'm off the hook until, like, next year now. Like, this is it for me.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's a lot. I mean, until you – Yeah, it gets around that month or two before it gets to get real windy.
I believe it. Yeah, I believe it. I mean, I'm going to have to pick out, like, colors and stuff like that. But
I'm assuming it's how when people go to space, like, how they feel like their first time going to space, like, oh, man, it's real cool, though, and everybody giving you high fives. So then it's, like, the month before, and you getting fitted for your astronaut costume, and they like, well, you know you can't breathe doing this. You're like, I can't breathe. And you start finding out all the other stuff that you can't do before you go to space. Like, you know you can't eat, like, the 2 days before because it'll get in your system. You're like, I can't eat? And you start realizing all the things
Hold
you
up, are you telling me I can't eat 2 days before my wedding?
Well, I mean, you start finding out random stuff that you
No, I'm going to just eat, like, before I go to the fitting. I'm going to get the fitting out a couple months ahead. I'm going to eat right before I do that, so I got a little leeway.
So you got a little space.
Yeah.
So you're doing the opposite way.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm been lean before my fitting.
Yeah.
So then I can have
I'm going to go to the fitting, like, right after I come back from the bachelor party. And, okay. like, then go then and get it done. Because then I'm going to be, like, puffed up.
All off messed of,
like,
up.
Just everything. I'm going to be, like, have, like, a black eye. I'm going to be, like, as in as bad shape as I possibly can be.
Shout out to one of my homeboys, man, in college. He got wasted before he got his license. So if he ever got pulled over, he would, like, look like that.
Oh.
In real life. So they would just think he was just an ugly dude.
Like, he's a pioneer.
So people would think he was ugly.
Oh, he's a pioneer. He's dude. A real guy.
Yeah. Shout out to Ricky Livers. He would get super. He got super drunk and like he looked shit faced on it too, dog.
Hey, I respect this cat.
And he was like, so like people like I remember a cop looked at him once. We was going into a bar and a dude looked at him. He's like, damn. Like, he looked at him like, damn, you ugly. Like he's like, you good, man? Because he was already drunk. You know, some bars, especially in college, won't let you in mm-hmm. if you already look like you drunk. I thought, no, he could, cool. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, damn, that shit really do work.
That's exactly what that is. That's exactly what that is. You'd be sitting there and you'd be like,
oh shit. Like, first of all, forget that. That's a pioneer. That's like a black that's like a Black History Month cat.
Was he's, it
a
white black though. He's white though. No, he won't.
Oh, he's still Black History Month.
Yeah.
Yo, see, you know what? That's the thing I'm gonna say about white people real quick before I say bad stuff about them later.
Mm-hmm. Hey, they be coming up with what we would call some Negro knowledge on
they
some
do.
Stuff.
And,
they do.
And they, yo, like, they've caught ways to cut corners. Like, hey, listen, man,
we can say what we want to say about white people, and a lot of that stuff be true mm-hmm. for a lot of them, but some of them have really just figured out how to pimp the system because they know the system better than because they are in the meetings.
Yeah.
They're in the meetings and were raised within the system.
System know
so they know how to pimp it in a more direct way than we do. So that's why I'm like, hey, I'm appreciative of all my white homeboys that put me up on, like, little stuff like that. Especially, like, that was, like, my covert activity at my PWI was, like, hey, what can I pick up from these cats while I'm here?
And they put you up on game, man. Like, oh, well, you'd be something. You'd be like, I didn't know you could do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then after you know, it's like you never can go back to where you thought before.
Mm-mm. No, it ingrains itself.
And then have you ever been around other black people when you're trying to do something that you're doing something that your white friends taught you? They're like, what you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then it like that's when it spreads though. That's when it starts to spread. After it goes strip full Negro Domus, it spreads. just like with bars and clubs in certain cities. Like it'd be us professional black folks that be kind of, you know, venturing out a couple places. You bring your one cousin, Demetrius, from the north side.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, the whole block. Well, he started off with just two of his homeboys. And they kind of cool. They, you know, they put their button up on. They heard a Jay-Z song, Change Clothes. So they come in there with their button up song. Then they invite the fourth homeboy.
Yeah.
This the fourth homeboy. Because them three dudes, though, they want to lock theirs in, too. They're like, oh, man, we found this other area that my cousin put me on where all these dimes, these black dimes that I ain't never seen. They be trying to hide it. But it be one time they want homeboy get in the car with them and be like, hey, man, make sure you throw on a polo or something. No, he come with a polo, jeans, and chucks.
Yo, that's one of the funniest conversations you ever had on earth when you got to correct your people to let them know up front. Like, hey, dog, don't show up like you usually do. It's basically what you're saying. Hey, dog, don't be you.
Shout out to my I was down in Dallas when I was down there a few times. One of my homeboys had threw a party on a Saturday. His cousin came from Memphis, had never left Memphis. He comes to the club in jeans, chucks, and a Memphis Grizzlies jersey. But we got there so early that they let him slide because we was only going to be there for happy hour. They let him slide with it. We had to go get him a button up on the way to the next spot because there was no way we was going to get it to the next spot with no Memphis Grizzly jerseys on, jeans and chucks.
We had a cat that had to take off a Michael Jordan jersey trying to get in down at the lake. he had to take it off and put on another button up, and then we had to get that button up off of him
and then get it back to somebody else
back in the club.
The original person's button up.
Yeah, because he still needed his button up.
Because that's the type of cat you rolling around with.
I already know, man.
And be like, what the hell are y'all on? Like, why do you have that on? Like, why do you have that on? Did you know you were venturing away from your home?
And then this same dude was throwing shrimp at people, too.
Oh, God.
Over the balcony. Like, eating the shrimp and throwing it over the balcony. We was in VIP. He throwing the shrimp over the balcony.
Was he listening to UGK?
I have no idea, man. This dude, he was Memphis, man. You know how Memphis cats are. You know.
I don't know. Explain to me what a Memphis cat is like. Don't say anything that's going to get you shot.
Oh, no. Shout out to all my Memphis folks, man. They're just a southern derivative of a St. Louis dude.
Oh, boy.
So just think about just a little bit of a country version of St. Louis cat.
Are they laying the murk down there? Like,
yeah,
here?
They do, but not as much as here. But like the style and swag of like a hood dude from Memphis ain't that much different. St. Louis, but he is a little more countryer. And like, I think even a black boy wouldn't have really tried to stretch out the Memphis Grizzlies jersey. Mm-hmm. He might have tried to get the Cardinals jersey over and figured out it was a button up because it was a button up jersey. Like, I got a button up on. That's a St. Louis cat would do that. Mm-hmm. It's Ozzie Smith. It's a button up. You told me to wear a button up. Like,
you out there looking crazy as hell. Like, I button this jersey up. Like, you, sir, are
truly dumb as hell, ain't
dumb.
You?
I want to talk about something else before we go on next topics, man. I went to the dentist today, man.
You went to the dentist today?
Yeah, man. My whole right side of my mouth is like on flames, man. Like, yo, they be in there fucking you up, man.
Yeah, the dentist.
I had
really
to get
care.
A deep cleaning on both sides of my mouth,
a
man.
Deep cleaning. What's the difference between?
It's like.
Well, they take your teeth out?
No.
They put them back
they
in.
They go to work on your shit.
Like, man. I figure a deep cleaning, like they take your teeth out and put them in that bleach you used to wash your shoestrings in on your kicks.
I wish they would have done that instead. They shoot you a Novocaine Novocaine in your mouth and shit, and you could, and it still necessarily don't even numb you up all the way. Your mouth is closing, but they grind it so hard, you still can feel it a little bit. You still feel the pressure.
I don't want that.
Yeah, man.
I don't want that.
Yeah, man. And I got to go back for the second half in 2 weeks.
I would like to sign up not for that, if possible.
Yeah, man. And I got to get two of my wisdom teeth taken out, too, in the end of this summer.
Why do you have all these things happening to you in your world?
Man, I don't even know.
You falling apart? You getting to that point where you starting to fall apart a little bit?
Maybe.
Hey, man, I'm getting to that point where I still kind of like be starting to look at stuff to go wrong with me, and I wonder if it's really something going wrong with me.
Or, like, is this the end? Is it going to be the last time I could walk like this?
And
like,
I'd be like, is this really the end? Like, is this what's going to happen to me? Like, the other day, my back was hurting.
And then it went down my back a little bit, up my neck a little bit. I was like, oh, Lord, do I got MS? Like, what done happened to me? Now, really what happened to me
is back spasms, right?
No, I think I just got like a pinched nerve or something a little bit. Like, I carry my weight up on my torso, so I always had to get adjustments every once in a while. Like, last time I got an adjustment, man, I was a little taller. I was seeing a little better. I was like, man, this is the shit.
You gained a half an inch.
I was like, man, this is the shit. Actually, you know what? We need to have my chiropractor come on, too, because he got some knowledge. Like, he got some knowledge
that'll
about really,
you, get people,
yeah, like, we'll really, really get people right. Like, once a month, we shouldn't just completely cause havoc. We should have somebody come on
and who's give you like, some good knowledge,
yeah,
or something.
Maybe
financial,
we should start that.
Services.
Now, I don't want for it to get to the point where people are like, yo, there's this really positive podcast I listen to. And then they turn it on and we all here talking.
Oh, me too.
And we breaking down the brackets again. And they like, yo. And then they, because, like, I don't want y'all having people look at y'all like, yo, what the hell is wrong with you? It's always us. It's never you. Yeah, always remember always, that.
And don't
we're like Aria. Don't worry. It's me, not you.
We're not always going to be this way.
Yeah, I'm not changing. Like, this is the most mature I think I can get. Maybe I'll get like 2% more mature when I have children. But you didn't really change.
I think I'm mature, though.
Well, you did. You got that 2%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, see, the 2%. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, do you think Teddy? Teddy maybe got 5% because he's better than us.
Yeah, he's better. Definitely better than us. Yeah. I would say 10.
You think Teddy got 10? There's an 8% increase for Teddy compared to us.
Yeah. Yeah. Easy.
Damn.
And then I think I might have been. I didn't slid backwards, so I'm around a 1% now.
You called yourself a backslider.
Backslide, and I'm up here backsliding in these streets, man. So I mean, damn. It is what it is. Yeah. I got to get back up to 2.
So you. Wait a minute, hold up. So you got 2%.
But then I think I fell off 1% just randomly.
So, like, you had to go to jail on, like, Monopoly, but you didn't hit free parking on the way past?
Right. No, yeah. No, it's like when you visit in the jail, though, and you're like, damn, I'm real close to being up in here. I don't want to go back. Like, I don't need to be here.
I need to play a Monopoly game soon.
We need to have like
like a six person Monopoly game.
Yeah, maybe we need to have like a thing where we can invite people out though, like maybe even some listeners or whatever, and we like have a couple of Monopoly games going.
I need people from different boroughs and like from different areas.
So you're saying like a New York cat, St. Louis cat, L.A. cat.
It doesn't even take that around here. We can get somebody from North County, somebody from South County. Somebody from...
if you're from one area, you can't be... If it's one North County person,
you can't bring nobody you're related to. And like nobody that you've known for more than 10 years.
And $20 to get in, just to make it kind of more spicy.
And that money actually got to go underneath free parking.
Yeah. It's a big old fight.
Real fights are going
to happen. No, real fights.
Like, real fights is
going to happen. No, real fights.
You know what? And some of this happened because I want to see where you stand on this. Because there's a few things, actually, I think that could permanently divide the black community. I really wanted this to be the main topic for tonight, but I'm going to go to it right now. Like, sometimes the main event happens earlier.
Yeah, sometimes that lightweight fight that's early before.
Yo, it ends up being crazy.
Yeah.
So, on my Facebook this week, I put up a post of an article that was from The Root, but it's a conversation that we've all had about... What is truly the big joker? The color joker or the guaranteed joker?
The color joker by far.
The color joker is absolutely the big joker. It's physically bigger.
It's pictured
bigger. On that rules card, it says that is the big joker.
Like, is that only a Kansas City thing? I saw it in your thing. I clicked on everybody's page that said guaranteed.
No, there was some people from here that said that and some of my homeboys from down south. But the guys down south play a whole different version of spades. Like, I don't even know how that goes. I don't even know how that works. Like, we need to put a poll up on the show page about this.
There's five ways of playing spades. You know that, right?
Well, there's three that I recognize officially.
Which ways would you?
I recognize big joker being the guaranteed joker.
Well, no, that's not what I'm talking about.
I know it's not right, but yeah. I recognize it.
Okay.
I recognize the big joker as being the color joker, and then I recognize ace high.
Okay. Okay.
I don't recognize any of the other ways.
I
don't recognize bags either.
Okay, so no bags either.
No.
Have you ever played with a white person? Like, oh, a whole bunch of white people playing spades?
Excuse me, how?
Like, when did you have done that?
How did this happen? Were they drinking Hennessy too?
Because I'm going to tell you. No, they're drinking Jameson.
This was called a mirage if you did that. I've never played spades with a white person.
Really? I've played spades with white people.
Not a single one.
You can actually bet zero books.
You can do that when you, because that's going blind. I mean, going nil, betting the nil.
Yeah.
Okay,
I've only seen it.
I play that on my phone.
Yeah, but I've only seen that when I play with white people.
Yeah, I'm not playing that in actual life, though.
No, I played it with white people like that for real.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing
it. And they
don't
play with the jokers.
Yeah, no, that's white people spades is like on the spades app, like the main spades app.
Anybody want to figure out why people play, just go on the spades app.
Yeah, but it won't be nothing but black people playing on there. Well, there'd be a lot of white people playing on there. Let me not say that.
I guess
I can count that as playing spades with white people, but I don't. If I even sat down and really looked at you while you sorting out your books and figured out who you are.
And how you were at Rock.
And like what type of person, like you can truly find out who somebody is when you play spades with them or against them.
Mm-hmm.
You play spades against somebody and they ain't really got it, or you play with them and they ain't got it, you're just going to change the whole dynamic of your relationship.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen some friends not be friends for like a few days over a spades game.
It's a real thing. It's a real thing. Like, it's, bro, what are a couple other things that like could truly be dividing points for, like, I feel like Uno rules are close to that too.
Uno is definitely up there. Dominoes.
Yeah, I don't play dominoes.
Oh, you don't play dominoes?
I don't play it at all. It's too much counting.
It's not that hard to count.
I got to know, though. I got to count stuff. I don't like counting stuff.
It's only in five-point intervals.
I know, but I got to keep up with scores and stuff, and I don't get it. It's too late now. It's like when Luke Skywalker went to go try to save Darth Vader. He says, too late for me, my son.
That's how you are when it goes to
it's bones.
Done. Bitwis.
Don't play that either.
Really?
No.
Oh, wow. It's just basically spades, but just, you know, you call it at the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I know how to do it. I just don't play it. That's one thing I know how to do.
I've seen some heated Monopoly games, too.
Yeah. People get real serious about that.
I've seen
that.
Some heated
Monopoly games. Like when people's empires start crumbling.
Yeah, man. I had, like, one of my homeboys, man. He was so mad at me because I was making him pay me $50 every time he went around Go. And it was in perpetuity because I bailed him out. And I was like, he didn't know what the word perpetuity meant when I said that. He just thought it meant a few times. This is in college.
See, you was doing bullshit.
I was like, it's the fine print. And then so he's like, perpetuity don't, it means like a few times. And like, so we, this youngsters.
Perpetuity doesn't even sound like it means a few times.
So
listen to that word.
In perpetuity.
Say it again.
In perpetuity.
And does that sound like some shit that's going to be over at some point?
Look here, man. He said, I thought it was, he said it, he thought it was going to be a lot of times, but not the whole time. And youngsters that don't know, we had to go actually get the dictionary and actually show him what perpetuity meant. And then he just stayed mad at me the whole time or whatever, the whole rest of the time. And then he would land on my properties. Like if he had landed on him, I would like give him a furlough because he would give me $50 every time he went around. So I would let him stay alive just so I can get money every time he moved. So basically, it was putting somebody in sharecropping. So that's what one boy called it. You got him out here sharecropping.
Yeah, that's real.
Because you keep him alive because every time he goes around, I'm going to get extra $50. Yeah. Just pay me enough. I just need to be paid enough for you to stay alive so you can get another turn.
That's called indentured service.
Yes, it is. So, yeah, man, he was a real man to me for a long time for that shit, man.
Yeah, well.
That motherfucker's trying to come up with all kind of vocabulary words next time we play.
You taught him a life lesson.
Yeah.
You taught him a life lesson that he needed to get.
Look at the fine print, baby.
Anything else out here that could, like, there's a lot of things.
It's a lot of things. Basketball games. Pick up basketball games.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. I would like a comprehensive list one day of the ten commandments that could destroy blackness as we know it. We have to keep that close, like the Infinity Gauntlet. We can't let that get out.
No,
because then the insurgents will start putting things out there, like them Twitter bots that just be starting shit and having people
tweet people. Oh, light skin versus dark skin.
Well, yeah. That's definitely
the $150 date.
$200 date.
Oh, $200. So always went up. Or was it always $200?
I think it was always $200.
Okay, I just didn't know, but been out the game.
If you say you don't like Black Panther,
I think that's only if you're white. I don't think you get, you only if you're white, you can get attacked for that. That's just something not smart to do as a white person.
Mm. No, that's fair.
I think as a black person, somebody can maybe let you rationalize it. But if you're a white person saying it like Bosa did, where he's like, Black Panther is one of the worst movies ever. And he's like, wow, okay, that's interesting. That's not, you shouldn't say that in public. That's fine that you believe that and you have an entitlement to that. But everything doesn't need to be said. And that's something, period, that, like with Twitter, that's part of the reason I'm not there is because it's like I've been thinking my thoughts way through before I post shit, period.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like thoroughly thinking them through.
Yeah.
Like even the snarky shit, I want to say I don't even end up putting it up no more because I was like, somebody's going to take it personal and it's not going to go over like it should. I could do that on my podcast and I want to be snarky about something I can explain and you can see my tone of voice and understand where I'm coming from. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
So let's jump in some of these topics, man.
All right, man. So
NBA playoffs.
Shout out to the playoffs.
They're going down, dog. Hey, man, I've been really excited that Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard have reminded people that they're the two best players in the playoffs and then all the rest of these conversations.
How does LeBron James feel right now?
LeBron James probably feels amazing.
Because this is the first time he's been off.
He got paid $35 million this year and he gets a vacation. A definite vacation. Like, I think that LeBron definitely understood that it wasn't going to be, you know, things that always have been.
I don't think it's going to get no better.
Nah, there's ways. There's ways. But they're not in the playoffs. I ain't worried about them right now. That's been a bad habit that's been happening throughout these playoffs.
Is that we've been talking about LeBron?
It just always comes about LeBron. Even LeBron's not even there. He's watching his kids play somewhere, but everybody still is on the internet.
And he's not even trying to put himself out there
He's just chilling.
Yeah, he dropped a new episode
of The Shop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was already. That probably would have happened regardless.
That's business. Or not. Yeah. Yeah, he's going to do that. Like, he's going to do that no matter what. But yeah, man. So, like, I feel like it's been good so far, at least. Feels like the Celtics got put on notice that I just feel like, man, my thing about the Celtics is I feel like they got too much talent. You can't. It just shows. It's like a group that's got too many lead singers. Like, there's going to be a Bobby Brown in that situation. And Kyrie Irving is Bobby Brown on the Celtics.
Yeah.
He's Bobby Brown. Al Horford, Gordon Hayward, and Jalen Brown of Bell DeVoe. They just back there doing their thing. Jalen, yeah, and Jason Tatum is Ralph Tresvant.
That's funny right there.
We going OG New Edition. I mean, I guess you could figure out somebody to be like Keith Sweat who just could step. I mean, not Keith Sweat. Somebody like Johnny Gill that can just step up
just step in and
just make it happen. I mean, I guess that's Marcus Smart. you know, Marcus Ooh. Smart or Terry Rozier or somebody like
I
that.
I guess Terry Rozier. I mean, Marcus Smart.
You know, so, I mean, that's, you know, the guy that feels like he can sing lead, but he shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Type of looking ass. So yeah, they got too much talent in one band problems over there. Meanwhile, Giannis is just like running over cats. Like, it's on another level, dog. Like, he's a cut from a different cloth.
He's steady doing it, too.
So, I've enjoyed it. Obviously, everybody's looking at Warriors, Rockets. You know, it was crazy to me how many people, though, have come out the woodworks and, like, straight up hate the Warriors. Like, not for, like, the reasons where they're, like, too much talent. Like, cats that was, like, on LeBron's side have come out, like, hating the Warriors because they still going. And, you know, he ain't no more, even though, you know, the buzzsaw was going to find him either way. A lot of folks, yeah, hey, this is your time. I'm going to get out the way because I didn't even realize this until the other night hanging out with you. You really hate James Harden.
Yes, I do, man. He's everything wrong with when people hate on the NBA. That don't watch the NBA at all, like you're that guy. You know, y'all know, everybody knows that guy that like hates on the NBA and like thinks college basketball is better than NBA basketball. But
yeah, those people don't like nice things in their life,
right? And most of the time, they're 9 times out of 10, they're white.
Oh, or they. the biggest argument that I get from white folks is that, how do you like that when the NHL is on? I'd be like, we don't have to like pick corners on these things. No, both of them are dope.
And they both run the summer.
Like both of them are dope. We don't have to go to corners about this.
You don't have to be that guy.
Yeah.
He be flopping. He travels. He's dope. He's good. I'm not taking that away from his skill set now. I just think he's not good for the game. And when I mean the game, I mean just not the NBA game, just the game of life.
The game of life? Like he's a villain?
Yes. Because he's teaching these kids bad habits of life. I'm just going to flop my way to life, through life.
Like
James Harden teaching kids how to flop through life.
But, I mean, we had a whole era of cats that taught them that before this.
Who was the king of flop before that?
Oh, the king of flopping was LeBron James before they called it off.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, but James Harden goes out of his way. At least LeBron tries to hide his flops. James Harden literally.
No, LeBron used to throw them arms up in the air and fall back.
But James Harden.
He looked like he was taking a pro wrestling bump half the time.
No, but James Harden the other night, he literally went into somebody and then double clutched himself and then fell back.
So let me ask you, if you knew that the ref was going to give you 2 free shots, you knew you had a corner in life that you was able to do this. This is like going up to the club.
But that's not teaching the kids good things either.
This ain't his job to teach kids shit. This is like you going up to the club and it's being on the list, but being like, I'm going to pay. And I'm going to stand in line.
Sometimes I do, depending on the person.
And stand in line?
No, I'm not going to do both.
But that's both if you don't take the foul and then take them free throws. They both are together.
I'm going to take the free throws.
You got to take the foul too. You got to take the flop as well.
Yeah, I don't think that works in this analogy of the club situation all the way. Because I'll pay to get in, long as I ain't got to stand in no damn line.
Yeah, see, that's the thing I'm saying. Like, you on the list. You on the list. You don't have to stand in line or pay.
But it depends on if it's somebody I know, I'll pay sometimes.
That's okay. You don't know this motherfucker. This is somebody, you just going to the club.
So, but how would I get on the list then?
Because you know somebody that knows somebody.
Okay, so I'm the man next to the man.
Mm-hmm. You got yourself a good utility man who got you on the list.
Got me on the list. Is this person cool with the person that got me in?
What you mean?
Like, is that his man? Like one of his dudes?
I don't know.
Or is this he just got to hook up with the spot?
I don't think.
I'm just saying because I would end up buying a drink for the dude that got us in.
No, I don't think it's. I don't think it's this. It's one or the other.
Okay.
James Harden don't got all time to decide all this. Whether he gonna decide whether he gonna effort a shot or not.
I just think it's just bad, man. He just does it all. I mean, it works for him, man. I just think it's bad for the kids, man.
The kids. We worry about the kids.
I'm worried about the children, man. Okay. The way they look at their future.
Well, like, who is good for the kids?
Ooh, who is good for the kids?
Who?
Steven Jackson is good for the kids.
No. No.
Yes, he is.
Steven Jackson to play for the Rams or Steven Jackson to play for the Spurs?
Play for the Spurs. Stack 5 is good for the kids.
No.
Yes, he is.
He's absolutely not.
First of all, he taught you a lesson about running up on people.
you saying like Steven Jackson should have like an episode on like Sesame Street?
Yes.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yes. Stack 5 has cleaned up his image, number one.
Mr. Rogers featuring Steven Jackson.
Yes. Why can't it just be Mr. Stack 5 neighborhood? I would let my daughter watch that all day.
We try to move out them neighborhoods.
The Stack 5 neighborhood out of the neighborhood.
That sounds like Section 5 to me.
Fifth Ward.
Yeah, that sounds like Section 5, Fifth Ward, yeah, but Stack 5.
Stack 5 is good for the kids, man. Not Harden. Yeah, so I respect this game, but I just think like, damn, man, the flopping shit, man. I get mad when LeBron do that shit too, man. So it ain't just Harden. I just don't like the extra flop. I get it when you trying to get a foul call. Like if you're going to the hole and you get a foul, hard foul, you could. But the whole like, literally nobody there whiffing and you just falling back.
You just throwing your head back like you got bitch slapped.
Yeah.
Well, it's everybody doing that. Every superstar in the NBA does that.
See, that's what I'm saying, man.
Except for Giannis. Except for Giannis. And he's going to eventually start doing
it. You think so? Because you think he's getting...
destroyed. Yeah. He's getting beat up. Yeah. There's only so long you doing that.
That's true.
Like, LeBron was instituting all that contact for all them years, and he finally was like, fuck this. I'm going to play more than 13 good years. Like, I can't do this.
They're going to put too much wear and tear on my body.
All right, who going to the next round?
Milwaukee versus Toronto. And in the West,
Kawhi is treating the Sixers like that dude who moved into your mama house. And he drinking your Kool-Aid now.
And he's like,
he came over to the Eastern
Conference. He's Ving Rhames and Baby Boy.
Yes, he is.
That's Kawhi.
And he's fucking your mom through the living room, and you got to close the door.
And he's got that haircut that makes you hate him all that much more, too. You know you don't trust Kawhi Leonard.
Not at all, because he got braids.
Yep.
Now, I think it can come back to the braids after 35. Like, I've seen people growing out their hair, and I'm like, oh, okay, you're not untrustworthy, but, like, Kawhi needs to cut him off, and he can come back after 25.
Oh,
after
35. You just can't be that right now?
Nah, man, the Braves thing makes you untrustworthy, man. And then, see the laugh? Y'all heard that sinister laugh a few months back? Then y'all look at them Braves then and be like, see, I knew it. D was right. Don't trust nobody with Braves over 25.
Yeah, because he definitely laughs like he popped a transmission or something in there. I West.
Out West.
We're doing this on Tuesday night.
Who do you have?
Out on the East?
Yeah.
Oh, I got the Bucks and I got the Raptors.
Okay. And then West, I got... I'm going to go Denver, Golden State.
My rule has been not to bet against Golden State. It just has been to say, eventually, that ain't going to work out because they too damn good.
Yeah, and not this year. Not with Kevin Durant still there. That's the way I look at it.
But Steph Curry and Klay Thompson have looked like pure shit so far in this
season. But my thing is, you're beating them. It'd be different if you beat them at their best and you would think maybe they got a bad game coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But you know a good game is getting ready to come up for Golden State, but for them two guys.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if Steph dropped 42 and y'all still won, you'd be like, we sitting good.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I can see that.
Because you're like, you know it's coming. He's not going to have seven games all bad.
No, that's fair. I can see that. I mean, you hope not.
He's shooting like 28% or like 30% from three or something. Like, they just ain't having it with him.
Yeah.
Like, they out there playing on that perimeter, and they just like, nah, bro, we ain't doing that. Not this year. Maybe next year. I don't know. So yeah, I still got the Warriors.
Oh yeah, okay.
I got the Warriors, and I got the Nuggets.
Okay, so you're on the same with me.
Because Nikolai Jokic.
That's what I was gonna say, man.
He's something different, dog.
Something different, and he got Murray with him too, man.
And I
don't think Dame has the supporting cast that Denver had. Denver
I think that they miss Nurkic too much.
That's what I was gonna say. If they had Nurkic, yeah, I think they would have beat.
Yeah, Denver. Like Nurkic would makes a difference because you lose him, they ain't got nobody that can go with Jokic and them boys like that Millsap and all them boys. So, and the Nuggets got a lot of cats to throw at you. And they're getting Michael Porter next year.
Yeah, he'll be back. He'll be back fully healthy, too.
I like what the Nuggets talking about, dog. I really do. So, I'm going to go with the Nuggets, man. So, Warriors, Nuggets.
Yep.
Bucks, Raptors.
Yep. I'm with that, too.
That's going to be a good go.
Yeah.
But the Bucks don't win that, though, because Kyle Lowry fucking sucks.
He does, though.
Don't forget that.
No, never forget that part.
All right. So, next up on the docket, man.
Your boy, your guy, was at it again today over at 1600 Pennsylvania getting his honors. Tiger Woods getting honors from Trump. The Presidential Medal of Freedom.
That means no, I mean.
For winning the fucking Masters. Like, what was the basis for this? Like, here's an argument I got into somebody with. I said, the value of the award is diminished when the person that's given it has no concept for what the importance of the award is.
I don't even know if he knows what it means.
Like, other than that, it's just a medal. Like, it doesn't mean anything. Like, you can't ascribe the same value to that if it's being given out underneath pretense. It doesn't mean anything. Just because you want to. Just because you're like, I think I'm going to give him a medal. So you give him a medal that, this is like you just get the keys to like a teenager and they don't know how to drive. That's what this whole damn thing is. Like things that should matter, things that are prestigious.
You gave them a Bentley.
Right.
Right. Right. And now they're just jamming it into the side of your house. Like while you're sitting there, you just hear your Bentley just getting smashed into the side of the house because they don't know how to drive around the corner of the house because it's too tight for them because they only been driving for a year. A week, I should say. That's what this is. So, do you have defense? Would you like to defend Tiger? Do you have a stance you would like to take and defend Tiger? Like, here's my. I guess we know what to expect from him.
Yeah, he's Cablin Asian.
So, this was the first Cablin Asian Medal of Freedom win.
I let him pass. I give him 2 more weeks.
2 more weeks for what?
Before I go in on him.
Oh, you're gonna take your time.
Yeah. I'm giving him a whole month from him winning the Masters.
Oh, before. So this is a moratorium?
Moratorium, yeah. I'm just not going
to. You see, I've always side-eyed Tiger.
Yeah, I have too, though, but I'm going to let him have his.
Not, well, in recent times. When I was younger, I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, right. When but you, yeah, high school.
When I had grown up and yeah. I know what's going on,
you like,
I've been side-eyeing it. And I've been side-eyeing all these folks out here that's been, Tiger's back. And I'd be like, man, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all be getting mad at cats that date white women, but y'all out here getting upset. Y'all not letting this cat ride because he playing golf? He won that Masters and everybody around him was white. Everybody. White woman. Mama was the only person in there that had any color to him. I just don't identify with him. And I feel like people root for him because they identify with him. And I think that that's ridiculous. Like, I got no problem with you dealing with anybody you want to be with, anything like that. I'm the last person on earth that's going to do that. Like, this isn't an assault on white people. It's just about be careful who you identify with. Because it's like when you identify with people and you make them be your heroes, but clearly their values don't align with you, what does that say?
Yeah, I mean, this just... This is killing me, man. This, because I want to give Lil Show Tiger love, man.
I want to be able to too, but I know that's being irresponsible on my part. I can't turn a blind eye on this.
No, I'm not turning a blind eye. I'm just letting it ride for a moment. That's all. All
right, man. Well, we'll bookmark it. I'll tell that's you all. What. When we come back around, you better be ready.
I'll have some form, you know.
You better be ready. Here's something I expect for you to have. I'm going to pass you a baton real quick.
So last night they had the Met Gala, which we've discussed before on this show. Yep. I have no idea about
what's the point of it? Why does it matter?
I don't get it. It's like the ultimate place to be seen at, and I guess that matters to some people to be seen at things. So God bless you for that. It's a costume ball, apparently. I don't know, but whatever. Halloween's months from now, so
emoji has his hands out. Like,
yes, exactly. So the Jordan Trug emoji. But Tiffany Haddish was there, and she was handing out fried chicken out of her purse to people that were gathered there to watch people enter this party. Now listen, I feel like Tiffany Haddish is intentionally over the top.
Yes.
Like, she has to be. Like, there's no way she sits around like that.
See, but I'm the new D. There's another D that I've been trying to become into.
I need you to channel the original one.
Because you wanted to.
I want episode 4 straight out of Low Cash.
Oh, shit. No, man. We get canceled. Don't even know why.
Cancel ourselves?
No, I'm saying no. This magically, I log in, don't work.
Oh, okay. All right.
Episode 6.
I want us to be able to get to a point where some black folks can just be ignorant on their own accord and not have shit to do with me.
Okay.
But I know it's not happening no time soon in my lifetime. That's what I'm saying. Give me Give me hope. I called the dogs off on Tyler Perry a long time ago. Because I was like, if Adam Sandler can make these bad movies and nobody really going in on him about that, let Tyler Perry do what the fuck he want to do. I'm not going to call the dogs on him. Now, I don't like it, but I'm not going to send the dogs on him no more. And this Tiffany Haddish thing, I think it's cool, it's funny, you know, in her eyes, but it's like, but goddamn, that's got to be fried chicken. What, we going to have watermelon next time? Mm-hmm. You know, like, mm-hmm. It's going to be hog maw. You know, as then you're just going to have pig feet in the pickle jar or some shit.
Like, I legitimately feel like that's what it
maybe
is.
Maybe she's a pioneer. Maybe she's a pioneer.
Here's my thing. I feel a collective responsibility to act a certain way.
100%.
For black
people. Want us to get to a point where we don't have to be, though. But it's not happening in our lifetime.
Yeah, no, we're not going to see that day. No. We're not going to see that day. Like, it ain't going to happen. Like, period. Like, I don't feel like I need to do that in order to be accountable to anybody else. I just feel a certain solidarity with my people, so 100%. I want us to be represented as best as possible. And that has nothing to do with proving ourselves to anybody else or anything like that. I could give a fuck less about that. But I'm talking about just, you know what I'm saying, have the right image. It's like the reason why I didn't argue with the thing about that school down in Houston we talked about a couple weeks ago, saying, yo, don't just be coming up in the school looking any kind of way, like mm-hmm. dress code, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, present yourself the right way. Act the right way. But, like, come on, man. Like, don't feed stereotypes because, like, they're a thing. Like, I don't want white people to feed their stereotypes either, because I know good white folks that don't do mm-hmm. some of this stuff, that if I see them doing some stuff, I'll be like, yo, chill.
What's going on?
Like, chill. Like, come on, man. Like, you know, like, if you got a question, like, let's just work this out where we can work it out. But, like, don't be out here, you know what I'm saying, putting yourself in the line of fire intentionally type shit. But I feel like that's putting yourself in the line of fire. Like, why are you have, like, at any point in life as an adult, why the hell do you have fried chicken in your purse? And I stole 30 meals from my college dining hall.
From food service.
This is me talking, baby. This ain't anybody else. This is me.
And I never had nothing on me like that.
I feel you. I didn't do it at the Met Gala. Like, why do it, man? Can we
take the hood out of everybody, man?
You know better than that, though. You know better than that.
But
you showing out for?
But also, she built her brand up on this too. Now you got to keep that in mind. She's trying to stay on brand.
But I'm saying though, like, all right. So if we keep on trying to do something ridiculous, does that make it right?
A slave? No, it's not. But she can become a slave to that brand. I think that's what's going to happen.
You become an actual slave doing that type of stuff.
Is it like for real? Like,
yeah, be careful.
Yeah, I mean, because I look at it like think about the Kevin Hart like kind of thing, like his kind of thing. Him having the cheating scandal actually, I think, helped him break up his that stigma of him. The funny little short guy.
Like acting like a sprite.
Yeah.
Acting like the WB frog.
Right, and then they found out he was actually a bottle of Jack, too, at night. When he got caught cheating, he's a sprite during the day and Jack at night.
Mm-hmm.
So people, you know, so he got the, you know, but
Jack at night sounds like a station that comes on cable.
Like it's another
that's station. Like a station that comes on cable that you can't get when the kids is around.
Like it's
Jack
it's
at night.
It's only 7 to 7.
Yeah,
7
that's yeah, that comes like that's in your hotel room when you're staying at the Motel 8.
Jack on,
sir, we have Jack your we night. Have your charges for the room. We've got that Jack at night. That hour of Jack at night that you bought.
And people don't understand that back in the day, you had to actually go to the front desk.
You get that little printout with the little edges you got to tear off of that joint.
and they'd be like, sir, I see you have a big booty implants 4. Totally tipped out.
Like whoa.
3, and anybody, and it's a whole bunch of people in line too.
And
like,
you'd be like, hold on, you gonna charge me for a whole hour? I only use 15 minutes.
Exactly. I turned that shit off in 15 minutes. it said after 15 minutes, if you ain't having more than 15 minutes, you ain't get charged.
All right, man. Well, speaking of people putting image out there in the world, that I gotta lay some questions down mm-hmm. about. Like, so I social media is something else. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's a huge part of like everybody's life in this generation, you know, whether mm-hmm. you enjoy it or not. And I think that the vast majority of people do not enjoy it by the things I see them put out there. But that's a conversation for another time. We're doing actual statistical analysis for this one. We're going to come back with like a Vice version of the scenario, breaking this down.
we'll get like somebody really smart to come in and talk about it with us too. Like we'll get Vernon or somebody, yeah, somebody like that.
That knows like the real.
I don't even know if Vernon knows about that type of stuff, but I just figure Vernon knows about most.
He knows
things.
A lot of shit.
Yeah, so we'll get somebody smarter than us to come
exactly
on.
Exactly.
But so
maybe that's what we call this segment, the weekly segment. Somebody smarter than us.
Here's somebody smarter than us to talk about something topic. That we're not equipped to talk about. We'll do that. We'll get an audio clip and just play that. Like, and here's somebody smarter than us.
Yep.
All right, great. It's like halftime for the damn show. Anyway, I've been noticing a really disturbing trend of brothers posing on Instagram and taking unnatural pictures and then putting little thoughty comments underneath it.
What do you mean? Oh, their own, the male,
like
their male
version
of
thoughty comments. Yeah.
I can see that.
Hey, y'all. Yo, take a knee on that, man. And I don't mean like one of them little modeling knees where you show off the little cuts in your jeans and,
a real one.
And the J's that you just bought. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, hey, just keep it 100. Keep it real to the laws of being a dude and man law, man. Like, I feel like we need to have an expansion of man law. We need to propose amendments to the expansion of man law to cover these things.
That's true. That, hey, that'd be the best.
I feel like that's coming soon.
Yeah, I mean... But then I think they'll make a splinter cell of our man law.
We already got a splinter cell of man law. It's called the incels.
That's true. That's true. But I think it'll be another splinter within that. Because I think that the incels are basically the grayscale.
Michael Myers.
No, the grayscale.
Oh, okay.
From Game of Thrones. Like, they're just kind of out. You don't really get them. Like, you don't even notice them no more. Like, they're not even in factor unless you get out in that bullshit and get on a bad Reddit thread, and then you end up in an incel thread on Reddit.
That's a deep hole to fall down right there.
Yo, have you you read them over?
Yeah, I read the one when you first sent it over to me. I didn't even know it was a thing. I was like, how the hell you find out about this? This is strange.
That's too funny, man.
It's like the black web. It's like the dark web. I don't even know what that is. It's out there somewhere. Apparently, if you go on it, they'll come and take your computer from you or something. I don't know how that works. It's like internet freedom laws or something. Well, I need for man male modeling pictures to be put in this. Like, hey, man, like, listen, stop.
Stop it. We can't do this.
Stop it, man. Like, stop it. When you take a picture, either be with somebody or be doing something.
One of them.
One or the other. Be with somebody or be doing something.
Please.
Like, we don't need this. We don't need this. You don't need this.
Not at all.
There's going to come a time in your life where all these pictures you're taking are going to come back around to you. And your kids going to be roasting your ass. Don't set yourself up for that. And also, don't be teaching them to do that either. This is you talk about the youth. You talk about James Harden impact on the youth. I'm talking about everyday. I'm talking about the difference that an everyday man can make. If you ever have any doubt about how you should proceed, what would Barack Obama do? Do you ever see him taking pictures by himself, posed up with his J's on or his?
No,
you don't see it.
No,
when he takes a picture by himself, it's for the state. It's an official picture for the state.
Now he do be stunting on us with Michelle out in the DR or something though. Now,
well, he do, but if you got you a bad chick, you supposed to stunt. That's being
you
in
said
a,
because he's with the woman.
That's being
he's
in a with picture with another person.
He's not stunting. Check out a player in the DR.
Yeah,
and Michelle taking a picture.
He ain't looking off in the distance. Like sometimes a player just got to go through the things he got to go through in order to get to where he got to be. Like what the fuck does that mean? What does that mean?
If you take that bus, you'll get there.
And you no bus in the picture, just you with a bomber jacket on or something. Yo, sometimes you just gotta have your hair where it's supposed to be so you can be where you used to be at. Like, what? Come on. What are you saying?
Stop that, man.
Stop that. I'm pissed off.
Shit. You know who else is pissed off? Moving right along. Aisha Curry.
Oh, yeah, she ain't having any problems.
Aisha Curry is pissed off. And just so happens that Bryce Harper's wife is as well.
So this is a double play.
This is two people with similar problems. Two people who marry people that make $30 million a year, but are upset that women are throwing jumpers towards their direction.
Listen, here's my thing. I believe that your problems should be circumstanced to who you are in life.
Yes, 100%.
I should not have or cannot have the problems that, say, Warren Buffett has, just like he will not have the problems that I have. But all the same, everybody has problems.
Oh, they're 100%. Just, they're just, bad problems.
They're just, you know, should be attached to who you are. Now listen.
So now listen.
My woman, your woman, our friends, wives and girlfriends, significant others, if there's some chick in our Instagram mentions throwing jumpers our way, they should feel some type of way about it. You know why? Because we ain't nobody.
Right. Exactly.
There ain't nothing about us that should have nobody out here doing it. If anything, we need to be like, yo, chill.
9 out of 10, I'm trying to delete that comment.
Yeah, I'm taking the whole picture down. Yeah. Now, I'm trying some brothers out here that's male modeling that don't want to take the picture down. They just leaving the comment up, and now they having to deal with that, with the mentions. I would like to know what some women would like to think about dudes doing the solo polls life. I want to get that. We need to have an Ask a Chick episode soon.
Ask a Chick. We do.
I can't call her that if they're here, can I? Can I say Ask a Chick? Like, if you call a girl a chick, she's probably going to get upset. I don't even know what to call women anymore. That's something I want to ask, though. Because I don't know what to say. A long time ago, I just stopped calling people by their name or anything. I don't call anybody by their name. I hate when people ask me to be like, well, which one? Because then you're going to make me say somebody's name. And I've got by with knowing a whole lot of people without knowing their name, and I want to keep doing that. So, anyway, back to this. Aisha Curry and Bryce Harper's wife, I'm going to find her name here in a moment. I'll find her name in a moment, are upset because women are on social media or approach them and have ill content in their eyes and in their ways.
Ill content. Look, dude, I'm surprised that it took Aisha Curry this long to get upset about it. I'm surprised the game ain't caught her way before this.
And like, yo, let's play the audio real quick of her, because she was on TV talking about, she was on Jada Pinkett's show, I believe.
All the ladies around y'all men.
How do you deal with that? Stefan is like very nice by nature, and he's very talkative. He's just like you. He gets it from his mama. And so like everything's always like very, very friendly. And sometimes to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm a grown woman, so I'll just insert myself and be like, hello, how are you doing?
Right.
Like, I'm okay with it now, and I've obviously, you know, like, the devil is a liar, and there's always, like, the ladies will always be lurking.
Right.
Hoping for their moment and waiting. You need to be aware of that.
Right.
But for me, I honestly hate it.
Aisha Curry, man.
So, I mean, I feel like if she says Steph is a nice guy, and I think that's everybody in America knows that. He's the nicest superstar of all time in sports, period, without a doubt. That he engaging with his fans and stuff like that, you're going to have a few of them that's just going to come at it and know. Like, I feel like they might be aware of you, and they don't care about that because this is their shot, and they're going to take it.
And they're going to take the shot, take the jumper.
And in their mind, they're just emulating Steph. Who's going to take that shot if it's there for him too? Albeit he's shooting at a basket and not at a human being, but as best far as I know, because I don't know the man and how he lived his life. But
like at all.
No clue. Don't have a clue about how that works. But anyway, fair or foul, should you be upset about this? We'll get to Bryce Harper's situation in a second, because this is more or less just more or less hoes being dumb. But with this one, how you feel about Aisha, like, is this something to be upset about?
I'm surprised she's just getting mad about this now. I thought this was par for the course. He been in the league how many years? What, 7, 8, 9?
2007.
So he's been in the league 12 years, shit.
I think so. I think it's 2007, somewhere
that
in
sounds
there.
About right. I'm surprised that she didn't know that this was the, like, I didn't surprise she didn't know this was the
I mean, I guess the thing she's saying is that she does know it, but she still just doesn't like it. And, like, I get it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't like that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't.
It's nothing he can do.
Yeah. I just.
You can't regulate on every chick in the comments either.
Yeah. How can you expect to police that? I guess that's the thing.
There's no way possible you can police.
You can't police that. So, like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I think it's ridiculous. Now, Bryce Harper's situation, on the other hand, was a little bit more flagrant, a little bit more egregious, as I see it, because Bryce Harper's wife actually received a DM from a woman that was that meant to send it to Bryce. So
Bryce is in trouble just randomly.
Bryce, I don't think Bryce is in any jam job for this. Like, I think he's good. This chick sends a DM to Jordan. Is Bryce Harper's wife named Jordan, I think, here?
Yeah, I think it is.
Something like that. Yeah. So she sends the DM to her, and she sends it to his wife instead of to him. So she said...
No, she meant to send that to
him. She said, Bryce Harper 3, are you feeling stressed? I have your solution. And sends him the posed up thought picture, one of the seven principal poses of thoughts. That hopefully we're not getting close.
The general thought picture.
That hopefully we're not getting close to dudes doing too. But I'll pause.
It's coming. We already saw it was coming.
So, she sends this and sends it to his wife instead. However, she laughs it off because I feel like she has a better understanding that hoes gonna be hoes
all day, like standard.
So I feel like that's the place to be at. She ain't having it. She called him out, put it out there. Ain't called Bryce out. Bryce ain't done nothing wrong. I can only imagine what his DMs look like. Good Lord. But he's, you know, you can't sign for $330 million. Everybody know it. And then just expect for the birds not to come flocking. They probably came for him like them Ravens when Brand called for them Ravens to head up after the Night King type action. But
so what is your solution or idea that there's nothing they can do, right?
There's no solution here. Okay. Yeah. There's some things you're just not gonna cure in life.
We're probably not gonna cure cancer.
Yeah, unfortunately,
we're not gonna cure AIDS.
No, I think we already got that taken care of.
You think we just ain't got it?
Yeah, I think that's already off the table.
It's just you got to go holler.
We're not gonna cure racism.
Oh, that's
dead. That's here forever.
Yeah,
and we're not gonna cure these birds from flocking.
That might be the last one. Birds flocking, racism may stop before birds fly.
Yeah, I would say so. I'd take that 2-1 odds that would happen before that kicks off. So, yeah, I don't know, Aisha. Chill out, man. This is kind of the life you signed up for. You know what I'm saying? This ain't nothing new. It shouldn't be nothing new. It's a real thing. So, yeah, we're going to hit you with This Week in Racism. A second, we'll take a break real quick before we get there. We'll be right back to wrap this thing up.
You already know what it is. Y'all already know the music is coming up. Y'all already know. Some people... somebody was like, we need to play the extended edition. I was like,
you trying to get us sued.
Exactly.
You trying to get us sued.
All right, we're back with This Week in Racism, man. Let's get it, man.
So... apparently, pull the story up. I want to make sure that we get the facts 100% right on this because this stuck out to me. And I was like, are y'all fucking kidding me?
I thought this was like 1932 when I read this. So just to give you all a framework with this. Black student robbed of salutatorian because district feared white flight, lawsuit alleges. When Alicia James graduated last year, she was part of the first class to receive diplomas from a newly integrated high school created after a district was ordered to desegregate in the Mississippi Delta, according to the federal lawsuit. Now James is alleging that the Cleveland school district officials took away the chance for her to be salutatorian because they feared white flight. James sued the district and school officials in April. The lawsuit claims the honor of salutatorian, which traditionally goes to the student with the second best grades, went to a white student whose score initially appeared to be lower than hers. Later, officials gave James a new grade transcript with a lower score, the lawsuit says. The school district did not respond to a request for comment.
This is egregious racism. This is almost all the holy trinity of racism at once.
They did everything.
It's egregious, it's systematic, and it's flagrant.
Like, they did all of it.
They did it all. They touched it all. They did the whole...
They touched all the bases.
Damn, this is comprehensive racism. Usually, you just get a lot in one area, but this is...
You get a ground rule double a lot of times. Though. They touched all the bags.
This is comprehensive racism. Like, this is the type of thing that they adapted it for the time that we're living in.
Let me see more of this. It says, at the time, the racial makeup historically white Cleveland High School was almost evenly split between black and white students. In contrast, nearly 100% of the students at the historically black East Side High School were black. Wow. Oh, the schools merged together in August of 2017. That all-black school and all-white school did.
Come on, man. This is some shit. This is like some shit from Alabama in like 1962 or something. Like this. How is this?
How is this an issue?
Mississippi, though.
Well, that's true. Mississippi is. What if it's 2019 here? What year is it in Mississippi?
1971.
Like what year in 71?
71.
What year? And what year is the most advanced state in the United States?
Ooh.
And like what year is it in California or something like that?
California is. Good question.
Like we're living in a time warp, all in,
right, in one country.
Right.
I would say California is in they're the newest and they're in 2012. I think everybody's still behind.
Oh, so wait a minute. It's not 2019. What year is it here?
Oh,
78 or so?
No, I was saying 84. 80? 84.
Okay.
84,
okay.
84, 85-ish.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
So I'm going to name a state.
Around Vincent Shamo being the mayor time.
Oh, shit.
Only say those people get that.
I'm going to name a state.
Okay.
And I just tell me what year it is in that state.
Okay.
New York.
2008.
Okay. Okay.
They're the second most progressive. No, it's other more progressive states, but they're pretty progressive in general.
Utah.
Ooh. 1974.
1786.
No, the reason I say that is they have a gang of Polynesians there.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm saying.
They have an NBA team.
And they've had
probably like 1985.
They might be a year ahead of us.
Yeah, they got an NBA team. It's 1985, yeah. Even though they be shouting stuff at their people to come and play there, but whatever. All right, let's see. Another state, Florida.
Now, Northern Florida or Southern Florida? That's two different states.
You choose.
No, I'm saying it's two different places now.
I know. I'm very aware.
Yeah,
I want to see.
Places.
I don't want to walk you towards this one. I want to see where you're at.
And actually, I think the Southern Florida should actually annex themselves away from Northern Florida.
Yes. They said, we're Miami.
Yeah, exactly. They should just be a city state. Miami should just be a city state. Them and combine with like Fort Lauderdale and the Keys.
Okay.
And become one city state. And, we'll kind of run like the city states were like back in the Greek days. We don't care about a vote. Kind of like the D.C. We can only vote in presidential elections. We don't really need a governor. Northern Florida, 1978.
Okay.
Southern Florida, 1995.
Okay.
Just post Miami Vice.
Okay. I'm with that.
Just post Miami Vice. And the Cocaine Cowboys. All that stuff. Just post that.
Okay, I get that.
Let's do two more states. Okay. Let's start with a fun one. Arizona.
Western Arizona. No, I'm going to put them all as one state. What was the year that everybody else put that they made Martin Luther King's birthday a national holiday? That's the year that they're still stuck in.
Okay, so they just decided, this is our...
And I think it's, 85 or something like that, 86, where they made a national holiday and they didn't vote for it?
This is where we put our...
Yeah.
Staff down.
Yeah, they're at 86.
Okay. And let's do Texas.
Texas is an interesting one because they have like four different states within one state. So I will have to split this up. East Texas,
1932. Okay.
You already know. That's why you're laughing. East Texas, 1932. They just dragged James Byrd, the guy that killed James Byrd. One of those guys just got executed last week. So that's why I was fresh in my mind. West Texas, 1970. What year did the Texas Western win the national title in basketball? That's the year that they're in.
Okay.
So I think that's 71.
It feels like
I think it's 71 or 70. I think it's somewhere where Texas Western won. Central Texas, which is your Dallas, Austin area, I'm going to give them 2009.
Okay.
They're pretty progressive, I feel like.
Okay,
that.
Okay.
Houston, San Antonio area, 2003.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I'm cool with
2003.
That.
2003.
Shout out to Shay Serrano.
Shay Serrano from
San Antonio.
Yeah.
He's out there with those strides being made. Okay, cool. Well,
let me give you a couple of states before we move on with this.
Sure, why not?
Nevada.
Vegas, time stands still, so that doesn't count. So we'll do everywhere except for Vegas. The rest of it.
Oh, so are you making Vegas and Reno a city state? Do you want to connect?
No, I'm going to leave Reno where it's at, but I'm going to leave Vegas. Vegas is
its own city state.
Vegas is on Asteroid M with Magneto.
Okay.
It's just a whole different thing.
Gotcha.
Like,
okay.
I'm going to say that Vegas, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm going to say that Nevada, I didn't know it was a different thing. Nevada is in, like, I don't know anything egregious that has happened out there. They've allowed people to prosper and get their money. And so I'm going to say Nevada is 1982.
Okay.
Because it's at the height of the Reagan era, it feels like, because they're letting people get their bread no matter what.
And it's right during Casino.
Yeah.
Right during the movie Casino, right around Lefty Griselle is out there.
Exactly.
Connecticut,
1971.
Ooh, why 71?
They like to keep things kind of tucked away up there. And kind of looking the way it always did.
Like, we ain't changing shit.
No, we gonna stay the way we things are. Like, Connecticut looks like Mad Men. Like, the whole series of Mad Men. Right.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It does. Georgia.
Oh, shit.
Are we splitting these into two different states?
Nope.
You gonna make them one state?
I'm gonna detach Atlanta.
Okay.
I'm gonna detach Atlanta.
Okay.
Black Mecca is going to get moved away, even though I hear it's Atlanta got parts of it to act like St. Louis a little bit.
Oh, they do?
I'm going to split the difference. The rest of Georgia without Atlanta, 1927.
Damn, it's worse than East Texas.
1927. Columbus is the only thing that keeps it from being in the 1800s.
What about Savannah? Oh, wait, I guess Savannah.
Same part. Savannah sounds racist.
Yeah. All right, one more. Washington, State of Washington,
2010.
Okay, yeah.
Super progressive, like super chill, and like you see everybody in the world up there.
Maine, one more Maine.
What year did I say Connecticut? 1971.
Yeah.
Maine is 1973.
That's two more years.
Just a couple more.
Because they got the
because they're a little closer to Canada. Yeah. I'm going to give you one that's going to have a more recent year than you would think, though.
Okay.
Vermont.
Oh, because of Bernie?
No.
Because they also made Indigenous Peoples Day from Columbus Day.
Bingo.
They actually moved up to what year?
1999.
They moved up. Yeah. Yes. What were they previously before Indigenous Peoples Day was?
Whatever
Day?
Connecticut is, because I don't know the difference. Delaware, Connecticut, all that shit, it's the same thing
all
to me.
All of New England.
All of that is the same thing to me. You couldn't have told me it was no different.
That's why the football team is named New England Patriots, exactly. Not the Boston Patriots.
It represents for everybody, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, topic of the night, man.
You know what?
Or do we want to say this?
We're going to save it, but I do got one more thing that I want to talk about that came to mind. I hate to end the show on like a little bit of a somber note, but I want it to be a motivational note. Mm-hmm. So, man, yo, the violence is crazy, yo. Like, the violence is like, it's getting crazy how things are happening around a lot of these areas, man. They said that over the weekend, it was 19 shootings in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Like, 19. I don't know how many of them ended up with murders or whatever, but like, that's... Come on, man. That's like on another level of ridiculous to me. Actually, we're going to end on a high
note. People in Chicago probably saying, like, we had 50 last week.
We're going to end on a high note, but the per capita is still off the chain.
I know, but I'm saying, but they probably like, we had 50, though.
Yeah, and then life is a life. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it ain't no different than that. But, yo, like, I think that, like, the news came out that the young eighth grade guy that was just going to be a sensation over Eastside, Jalen McKenzie,
He was in Sports Illustrated. Yeah, and all kind of stuff.
Yeah,
he already had scholarship offers in eighth grade.
Yeah, exactly. From Mizzou and from Illinois. Yeah, like, getting on it already. But you know what I'm saying? Was shot during a party, not necessarily in St. Louis, but in the area. You know what I'm saying?
It's all the same, man.
Yeah, it's all like the same thing. Like,
even though it's
man,
not the same though, people, but it is the same.
I don't get it. Like, dude,
there's a difference between East St. Louis and St. Louis, though.
Oh, for sure.
But the climate. Equal.
I mean, the spirit of ridiculousness is all the same.
It has no boundaries.
Why is it that when it turns up and we get to this point in the year, it just always ends up being just a hike? And just like
motherfuckers outside more.
Do folks just be like, I'm taking a moratorium during the winter?
Yeah, it's cold. They be like.
So do you think that these idiots are like stacking away, like being like, yo, come May, I got something for you.
Yes, because think about it. I don't get to see the cat I'm normally want to get with because, man, we going right in and right out. Now he out, he on the block. He got his brand new whip riding around. I can get to Tony.
Dog, that's wild, bro.
I can get to him,
man. And it's not a foreign concept. I get it, man. I mean, I've seen it go down for years you know, around me. But, God, man, like, it's just crazy. And, you know, one thing I don't agree with, though, is it's like when people say, yo, you got to get up out of there. Yo, point to me where people aren't getting killed at and where violence isn't happening at. Like, point that out to me. Where is that place at? You know what I'm saying? Like, the more we flee to go somewhere else, the more the crazy stuff just follows.
The ghettos everywhere you go.
And it's not just, what did my man on End of the Dragon say? Black dude on End of the Dragon. He said about the ghetto. So
you talking about Show Enough?
No, End of the Dragon.
Oh, Enter the Dragon. You talking about Jim Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, let me see. Let me look. Because I was looking up Onyx, their quote about the hood. Let's see, Jim Kelly. Damn, they got a whole page for him with that. Let's see.
Where is it? Because I'm about to find it right now.
I don't waste time. Let me see now.
Of course, we're not talking about bullshit, Mr. Handman, which is my favorite quote in any. Or you come straight out of a comic book.
That's the best one. I can't get it. So let me just put him in ghetto. And so he says ghetto in there, right?
Yeah, man, and it's just it's simple as hell, but it's profound, man. I'm going to watch End of the Dragon, and I'm going to find out. But
anyway, man, as it says, man, you know, I think he said something like ghettos everywhere are all the same. They stink. That's what it was. That's what it was, because he's seeing ghettos over there in China. And in Taiwan or wherever the hell End of the Dragon happened at. I think it happened on the same island Mortal Kombat happened at. but I mean, you know, it's true, man. It's just the same thing. So I don't think we solve our problems by running from them, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not a thing. Like, we just got to do the dirty work of uplifting, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to running, man. I don't know how we turn that around. I think the best thing is to be as dedicated to parents as we can be. And be as prepared to be parents as we could be, man. Because that's all that shit start at home. There's a reason why people turn out one way and don't turn out the other.
Yeah, there's a great Sticky Finger said, you can't escape the ghetto. Hell no, it's everywhere you go.
Damn right it is, man. It's a real thing.
And there's ghettos in corporate America. Yeah. There's ghettos in everything you go to, man. So it ain't changing, it ain't a thing. It's something we got to fix. It ain't nothing we can run from, bro. Believe that, man.
Well, hey, man,
let's wrap it up, man.
That's what I got, man. We need to have a break into the spring episode, man. Talk about some. We gotta get cats ready for the spring, man.
And what you need to be doing, what's the first time you know a spring is happening? What new things we need to see happening in spring? First thing, I see the sundresses pop out.
Yeah, that's a sign. That's a flag of a victory to come. Yeah, even if it's just a fleeting visual victory, exactly. For you to know. Like, for me at this point, I just see it off in the distance, and then I know I'd be like, yo,
it's that season.
That's what's up. Yeah. Like, it's become a that's what's up. Thing.
It's like seeing a North Star. In the sky, like, all of a sudden you like that. That's the way we gotta go.
That's okay, freedom. That's freedom and prosperity right there in that sundress.
Right in that bumper car up under that sundress.
Yeah.
That's why I don't go to day parties, Doug.
It's a multitude of reasons I do a day party, but I guess that's.
I went to an afternoon party and I was cool. It was like a little chiller, but I'm not gonna be going in a month. I'm not gonna be going to do nothing.
Nah, man.
It ain't happening.
What about these brunch parties they got popping off?
Yeah, brunch parties have become a big thing.
Yeah.
Brunch parties have become a big thing. I'm not a big day drinker no more. Like, that day drinking be taking me under.
Because it means you basically lose the other half of that day and into the next day.
Yeah. Day drinking takes me out for a day in the middle of 2 days.
Right, exactly. So you lose 2 days basically. Exactly.
Yeah, it's like daylight saving time.
Night, you just lose the next half of the next day.
Yeah, it's like daylight saving time kicked in. And like, I'm like, where the hell did this come from?
So. All right, well, thank y'all for listening. We will be back next week. Email us, straight oil.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Every Wednesday now.
Wednesday, we back. Get at us early.
Straight oil on Twitter. All that good stuff. We'll holla.